This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Breakthrough CAR T therapy enables kidney transplants for high antibody patients. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Kadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Preliminary evidence. A pioneering clinical trial has successfully enabled two patients with end-stage kidney disease to receive kidney transplants despite having harmful antibodies that made them among the most difficult cases in the nation to match with compatible donors, according to Medical Express 2026. The breakthrough approach uses CAR T-cell therapy, previously reserved for cancer treatment, to reduce antibody levels that typically prevent transplantation in highly sensitized patients. Key takeaways: two highly sensitized patients successfully received kidney transplants after CAR T-cell therapy reduced harmful antibodies. The experimental treatment represents a potential solution for thousands of sensitized patients waiting for transplants. Study at a glance. Revolutionary approach targets antibody-producing cells. The experimental treatment uses chimeric antigen receptor, CAR, T-cell therapy to target and eliminate B cells that produce harmful antibodies against donor tissue. This marks the first successful application of CAR T technology in solid organ transplantation. Highly sensitized patients develop antibodies against human leukocyte antigens, HLA, through previous transplants, blood transfusions, or pregnancies. These antibodies create an immunological barrier that makes finding compatible donors extremely difficult, leaving patients with limited options on transplant waiting lists. Clinical outcomes show promise for transplant success. Both patients in the trial successfully received kidney transplants after CAR T-cell therapy reduced their antibody levels sufficiently to accept previously incompatible donor organs, as reported by Medical Express 2026. The treatment protocol involved extracting the patient's T-cells, genetically modifying them to target B-cells, and reinfusing them to eliminate antibody-producing cells. Post-transplant monitoring showed stable kidney function in both recipients, with standard immunosuppressive protocols maintaining organ viability. Implications for thousands of waiting patients. The success of this pilot study offers hope for patients who are highly sensitized and face prolonged waiting times or may never receive a compatible organ. The treatment approach could potentially expand the donor pool for sensitized patients and reduce disparities in transplant access. Further clinical trials are needed to establish safety profiles, optimal dosing protocols, and long-term outcomes before the therapy can become standard care for transplant medicine. CAR T-cell therapy successfully reduced antibody levels in two highly sensitized patients, enabling kidney transplantation in cases previously considered nearly impossible to match. Medical Express Clinical Trial Report, 2026. What this means for patients: highly sensitized individuals waiting for kidney transplants may have new treatment options that could make them eligible for previously incompatible donor organs. For clinicians, CAR T-cell therapy protocols may need integration into transplant preparation workflows for sensitized patients, requiring coordination between oncology and transplant teams. For policymakers, healthcare systems should prepare for potential increased demand for CAR T facilities and specialized training as this therapy expands beyond cancer treatment. Frequently asked questions: what makes a patient highly sensitized for transplant? Patients become highly sensitized when they develop antibodies against human tissue markers, HLA antigens, through previous transplants, blood transfusions, or pregnancies. These antibodies cause immediate rejection of most donor organs, making compatible matches extremely rare. How does CAR T therapy work in transplant medicine? CAR T cell therapy genetically modifies a patient's immune cells to target and destroy B cells that produce harmful antibodies. This temporarily reduces antibody levels, allowing previously incompatible donor organs to be accepted without immediate rejection. When will this treatment be widely available? The therapy remains experimental and requires additional clinical trials to establish safety and efficacy. FDA approval for routine use in transplant medicine could take several years, depending on trial results and regulatory review processes. The successful application of CAR T-cell therapy in kidney transplantation represents a significant advancement in addressing one of transplant medicine's most challenging problems. As research teams prepare larger clinical trials, this breakthrough could transform care for thousands of highly sensitized patients who currently face limited transplant options. The convergence of cancer immunotherapy and transplant medicine opens new possibilities for expanding organ access and improving patient outcomes in complex cases. Source: New CAR-T treatment opens door for patients in need of kidney transplant.